Hey, welcome back here to Wrap Up KER Politics. Going to talk about a major problem on the horizon that hasn't really come to fruition yet, but it very possibly still could, and that's called Russia and the Ukraine. You know, going all the way back to Catherine the Great, the West has been a problem for Russia. They don't have any real, what I would call, major national borders to the West. And that's one of the reasons I believe that Putin is very, very concerned about what's going on in the Ukraine. Jimmy, take it away.
Yeah, so, you know, as I've talked about on some of our weekly podcasts and daily podcasts, Russia is very concerned about continuing to support the Black Sea Fleet. They're very concerned about NATO expansion. NATO expansion in Ukraine would be a very problematic situation for their view of national security for basically a kleptocracy. They took the Crimea in 2014, and the Obama-Biden administration sat there and watched them do it because they wanted the Black Sea Fleet, the only year-round warm weather port that they have. Now they're trying to get through eastern Ukraine to ensure they have a line of communication and logistics support to be able to get to the Crimea and that area. And of course, with NATO expansion, that would put that at risk. They look at things very, just, you know, like a chess game, very seriously. And this problem is becoming worse because of failed actions by our current administration, our current regime. You know, Joe Biden has publicly basically invited the Russians, said, well, if you take a small piece, it won't be a problem. He said that 2 weeks ago in a press conference. The White House had to spin it very rapidly to say, oh, no, that's not what we meant. There'll be repercussions. But then again, he's saying it's going to happen, but, you know, it probably won't hurt anything. And then he says, okay, the first report, White House said, you know, we're going to move troops into our neighbor countries to reinforce them, our NATO countries. And then they've actually got U.S. troops training in Ukraine. We weren't going to put troops there, but now they are. And then the announcement was that some of those troops would help evacuate American citizens. And now Joe Biden has come out last night and said that, no, they wouldn't help evacuate American citizens. How would you do that? He said. So, you know, there's a lot of confusion. We know very clearly from what happened over the summer in Afghanistan that this administration is incapable of making rapid decisions based on sound policy and sound military actions. And of course, the Russians are lapping it up, as they've got now nearly 140,000 troops between on the Belarus border and on the Russian border to Ukraine, in eastern Ukraine. This can get very ugly very rapidly, and I'm not confident that anybody would be able to manage this well.
Well, I think the Russians could probably manage it well if they wanted to. I guess the question is, trying to somewhat get inside Putin's brain, you think he's going to do that, or do you think he's going to take another tact? I know that Americans and Europeans are not going to understand the problems that the Russians face in terms of mental and physical invasions from the West. So I think regardless, if Putin goes in and really tries to put the boots to Ukraine, I think world opinion is going to be very, very strongly against him. Any comments?
Well, I think that Western opinion will be strong against them. U.S., Canadian, possibly, certainly the EU right now, but possibly a few other countries. But China is laughing. China is laughing. The Iranians are laughing. Other actors out there that really want to see the United States in a bind and want to see Russia have more power to balance out against the United States, and to undermine U.S. power and confidence. I think that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Putin is being emboldened by mistakes and, you know, failed, you know, public stance by both NATO and the United States. And of course, probably being emboldened by support for China and some of the other regional partners like Iran. The Biden administration just unfroze, if you will, $29 billion in Iranian assets. That's unbelievable to me. And then they drop sanctions so that European countries could go ahead and trade with them as an incentive to get back into the Iran nuclear deal. An Iran nuclear deal that was crafted in 2015 that was grossly flawed with the inability to review and check military sites for nuclear development, and only guaranteed for 10 years that the the Iranians would not build a weapon. Well, we're 7 years into it.
Yeah.
So this is a real problem. You combine the relationship with Russia, Iran, and of course the Chinese. You've got a serious problem right now with almost like pre-World War I, actions of power,
and right,
where great powers made huge mistakes that created World War I.
Well, the difference between now and then, you know, going back to what, 1915, 1914, 1912, the difference is they didn't have atomic weapons at that time. I don't think you're going to see another world war as we know it. I think the world war that's going on right now, China is eating our lunch. Anything that they would gain by a war is now being gained by them 100%.
The Chinese, I don't think, want to go to war.
No,
there's
why should they?
That they would want to take Taiwan in a military action, but I agree with you. They're taking advantage and they're laughing because more people are dependent on them than ever before. They've got a growing military power. They do have some internal problems, but they really, really are looking at this in a Machiavellian sense of whatever it takes for us to come out victorious. Because again, it's not democratic rule. They're not responsive to the population. They're responsive to their own party interests, that very small group of people that run the entire 1.4 billion people. Same with the Putin regime. The Putin regime right now is only responding to the people that are paying him off in his kleptocracy of Russia right now, which unfortunately, looks like the same similar actions in Canada with the Trudeau government and Biden, who's kind of ignoring the population.
Well, exactly. There's no question about that. The Russians just don't have the mental, I want to say they don't have the personalities that Americans or Canadians do. Americans and Canadians are really, really front and center for freedom. And that is what is going to be the downfall, in my opinion, of the progressives who are supporting the mandates, the lockdowns, et cetera, et cetera. We as a nation aren't of that mentality, and we as a nation are going to beat that, Jimmy. And it's already happening right now.
I think I'm praying that it is. I am shocked at how many people have not stood up over the last 2 years and how quiet and reserved many people were and how many just kind of followed the lies and didn't allow. But it goes back to that question we had in the second segment. What information were they getting? They were getting information controlled by the media that was actually supporting state-sponsored issues that were actually being supported by corporate entities and interests payoff. And as the freedom of programs like this and of other internet opportunities and people out there with live streaming from Ottawa, you're seeing the truth on the ground that these are honest, innocent people in truckers that just want to live their lives.
Right.
You're seeing schools in the United States where in school boards, parents are saying, this is enough. You are torturing my children.
Right.
You're seeing this around the world and they can't control it. The tech companies are trying to control it. The corporate entities are trying to control it. The government's trying to control it, but they can't control it because it's uncontrollable. And again, every authoritarian to respond to these types of issues tries to clamp down. And that's when you know you've lost democracy. I hear so many arguments out of CNN and MSNBC pundits and news, quote, journalists say things that, oh, the trucker convoy is a threat to democracy. Oh, people protesting vax mandates or mask mandates are a threat to democracy. No, those are actually legitimate protests. They're not like George Floyd, a convicted felon who stuck a gun in a woman's belly, who has died on fentanyl because a cop held him too long. It's not the same. And that was not worth burning down America for. And now they're saying we've got to stop these legitimate protests from people complaining about government overreach and forcing you to take medical experimentation before even, you know, these things, we even know the long-term effects of them.
Right.
Something is very wrong right now.
There's something very wrong, but it's going to change very soon, in my opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll come to the end of our show. Thank you very much for being with us. Do check out our site. Join our blog. We have huge, huge response on our blog. see you next week. Thank you very much.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.